A muskox was recently spotted in the Bristol Bay village of Manicotok. This is highly unusual. These animals normally range further west, across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But as KDLG's Tyler Thompson reports, in recent years, state biologists and Bristol Bay residents have noticed these stocky, furry fellas stepping out of their home turf.
Melvin Andrew was out in Manicotok in the early morning. He and his wife, Sally, were looking for moose when they spotted a rather large creature.
She said, a moose. And I was surprised because it was in an area that most people go to. But when I spyglassed it, then I saw the telltale signs of muskox horns. I'd said some explicit words. What is he doing here?
The Andrews approached the ox, thinking it would leave, but it did not budge. It dipped out of sight, but they managed to catch a glimpse of the animal walking away and snapped a photo. That's the sound of a muskox, recorded by ADF&G. They are native to the Yukon Delta Wildlife Refuge. They can grow to be 5 foot tall and weigh somewhere between 600 and 800 pounds. They have long hair, a slight shoulder hump, and very short tail. Both males and females have horns, but the bulls are larger and heavier. Pat Jones is a wildlife biologist for Fish and Game in Bethel. He says this particular animal is an adult bull that moseyed down from the Nelson Island population.
The bulls seem to have a lot more wanderlust, and they go on longer walkabouts, and they show up in areas first, and then maybe 5 years to 10 years later, we start seeing cows in the areas that we saw bulls. It's just kind of the historical pattern of them moving across the landscape, but there's been some moving your direction now for years.
About a year ago, muskox were spotted by residents in villages around the Togiak Wildlife Refuge. John Diasuk is the village refuge liaison.
First sighting that we had was last year spring. It was muskox that village member had sent. That was in Chakamang Bay. And the other one was sighted not so long afterward, the one near the village of Platinum.
Muskox disappeared from Alaska in the 1920s. A federal initiative reintroduced the animals a decade later, bringing over 34 muskox from East Greenland to Nunavak Island off the west coast of the state. By the 1970s, the state transported some of the animals from Nunavak to establish new herds on the Seward Peninsula, Cape Thompson, and Nelson Islands, and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. ADF&G reported a total of about 5,300 muskox in Alaska in 2011. There are no official population counts of muskox in Bristol Bay due to their low presence in the region. But what happens if you encounter a muskox? Unlike moose or caribou, they will not acknowledge a person's presence. Rather, the ox will get defensive and back itself into a corner until it feels safe to leave. But Jones says they will go on the offensive with canines.
Probably a self-defense mechanism from wolves that goes back to the Ice Age, but they will kill dogs if they get the chance. So if there's a muskox around and you have a dog on a chain, you probably want to bring it inside for the day or two until the muskox passes, because every year muskox kill dogs that are chained up outside.
Muskox hunting is restricted to certain units. It's not permitted in Bristol Bay, and there is a closed moratorium in other regions of the mainland. The period to register for muskox hunting is July 1st through next year. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.